Months ago, students and teachers headed back to Annandale High School for the first full in-person school year since the beginning of the pandemic. There was excitement mixed with worry as the school community faced the challenge of re-engaging students socially amid the ongoing public health crisis. WAMU's Northern Virginia reporter Margaret Barthel was at Annandale on that first day of school. And last week, she went back to watch graduation.
It's 8:45 a.m., and the school cafeteria is filled with students in bright red caps and gowns lined up to walk out onto the football field. Senior Maxwell Lanham is waiting in line. He says he had no problem reconnecting to the community at Annandale, especially the basketball team. The hardest part?
I think just getting adjusted to the workload again. I mean, last year and the year before, we were online for a while.
But he and his classmates worked through it. If you had to pick out one central message of the Annandale graduation, it would be, diversity is our strength. Here's how senior class president Lauren Mills put it in her speech.
The hallmark, the heart, and the foundation of Annandale is its ability to bring together over 60 languages spoken, a plethora of nationalities, ethnicities, genders, sexual orientations, socioeconomic status, and inevitably, perspectives.
Annandale High School is one of the most diverse high schools in Fairfax County. 80% of the graduating class speaks a language other than English at home. Nearly 70% of the senior class is eligible for free and reduced price lunch. Most of them come from immigrant communities and communities of color. Mills called on her fellow graduates to keep that experience close.
As we move forward, we are likely to find ourselves in spaces that are not as welcoming. But it is important that whichever room we walk into, we demand the same inclusivity that has welcomed us here at Annandale.
This celebration of inclusion is a counterpoint to claims from a few conservative community groups and Governor Glenn Youngkin, who have suggested that teaching about systemic racism and equity is divisive. Mills' mom, Keshana Highgate, disagrees.
History, whether it's good or bad, it's still history. It still exists. And it shouldn't be erased for any reason.
Some teachers have felt pressure to steer classroom discussion away from difficult topics, but not Soojin Lee, who teaches English. Her students, she says, can handle tough conversations.
They are very open and mature. And even if there are differences of opinion, it's about respect. So, I try to create that safe space.
National news also seeped into the graduation. Flags flew at half-mast, a reminder of the mass shooting at a Texas elementary school 2 weeks ago. Principal Sean DeRose said his pride in the seniors carried him through.
This was a challenging week. I will tell you, it was the students and just the timing of our end-of-the-year award ceremonies that got me through this week.
Above all, the joy and relief of a first school year back of a senior class launched into the world was as palpable as the humidity. Assistant Principal Sarah E. Cobb quoted her Jordanian grandmother's message to her on her graduation day.
Whether you are off to Nova, or to GMU, or off to work, or off to Yale, into Aslin, Wotterfauras, you know where you come from, and you make us lift our heads in pride.
Heads and voices, too.
I hereby confirm that the seniors of the class of 2022 are now graduates of Annandale High School.
For WAMU, I'm Margaret Barthel.